This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Hawks get a much-needed win last night. As Quinn Snyder said, look, a win in this league is a win in this league. Listen, doesn't matter if you beat a team that has now lost 24 straight. You take every win that you can get in the NBA. So let's head out to the WadeFort.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Brad Rowland. He, of course, is the host of the Locked On Hawks podcast, a daily podcast about everything the Atlanta Hawks. You can follow Brad on his personal Twitter page, at BT Rowland. And as always, Brad, appreciate a few minutes on the show this evening.
It's my pleasure. Happy to be anytime.
So, Brad, I can have this discussion with you because we'll have a rational discussion and things like that, okay? But if you're telling me, and I'm not trying to diminish what Jalen Johnson means to this team, but after a 4-2 start, they're 7-13, I believe, from that point. And a lot of folks point to what Jalen Johnson means to this team. And I get he's been a really good offensive player. He's your best wing defender. I get all of that. But if you're telling me that a team that has a max extension guy and a super max player where there's only 13, 14, 15 of those guys in the NBA and a couple of all, you know, NBA players, that a guy who has six career starts going into this season, he must be the biggest wins above replacement guy in the history. Forget Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell. He's got to be the biggest wins above replacement guy based upon what folks are telling me.
Yeah, I totally get your point. Obviously, it is a real loss. Jalen Johnson is a very, very impactful two-way player, but it does, to your point, kind of expose some of the potential weaknesses of this team. I mean, you shouldn't be in a position where if you're going to lose one guy, albeit an important player, for not that long. I mean, it's been a few weeks. It's not crazy by the length of an NBA injury. And, you know, there are other pieces of context. The schedule's been difficult. All this stuff, I can give you all the talking points if you want me to, but I agree with the general premise. Like, it is a loss, but it shouldn't be a situation where you go from being in a team that's in pretty good shape to, you know, before last night losing what 8 out of 10 games or something like that without Jalen Johnson. So he is important, but it does kind of reveal some of the depth, some of the size flaws that they have, and especially on defense.
So, you know, to that point, you know, and look, I understand the offseason. I never thought they were going to make any kinds of big moves. They moved on from John Collins. And Brad, I think you may or may not agree, but that's a salary dump. I mean, that's get below the luxury tax. And I get all that. And I understand that. And I understand being below the luxury tax and not being there just for the sake of being there. But if you're going to sell me on, hey, we're going to run these guys back because they had time with Quinn Snyder, and he's had last year and the spring and summer and training camp and all that, then you can't be 11-15 a third of the way through the season and barely hanging on to one of the last play-in spots. Like, I look at their roster as fundamentally flawed, and I don't know what that flaw is besides size, but you can't sell me on, well, we got our coach now and everything's going to be great, and then you come out a third of the way through the season, four games below 500.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I totally understand. And it's one of those things where it's been a multi-year process, not only, and first of all, I do agree with you on the John Collins thing. That was a pure salary dump, and they could say whatever they want to say. That's what that was. And the year before, they traded Kevin Herter in a deal that wasn't quite as pure of a salary dump, but made their team worse. And that's 2 years in a row. They've traded a top five, six, seven player on the roster and gotten basically nothing back for that player in terms of actual player value in the present. And it's hard to keep doing that year over year to save money without hurting your team. And yes, they went out and got Sadiq Bey last year at the deadline. That was a good move on the cheap, and it was a good way to upgrade your roster. But big picture, turning Kevin Herter and John Collins in the short term into Sadiq Bey is going to make your team worse. And yeah, I mean, would they be a title contender with John Collins and Kevin Herter? No, they wouldn't be, but they'd be better than this. And they've also let their mid-level exception just kind of sit there. They didn't really use that to upgrade their roster. There's lots of nerdy things I could sort of account for, but this is a team that's not improved itself in terms of the actual player base in about a year and a half, 2 years. And yeah, Quinn Snyder is an upgrade at coach, and they sort of banked on that. But you also don't want to overreact to a short sample size, but when you kind of come out of these 2 years of play-in teams and you start this way, it's going to create, and they have to know this, it's going to create some frustration, especially from the fan base, like when you're going to be kind of just this team again, it seems like. And I think that they're probably better than this in the big picture, but the results are what they are.
Brad Rowland from Locked On Hawks podcast, a daily podcast about the Atlanta Hawks, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And I'll say this, Brad. And again, I know I'm a little bit emotional about this, but when you brought a coach in, Quinn Snyder, last year, okay, and you sold me on the idea that, hey, it's not about this year. It's not about winning. It's about him evaluating the roster. It's about him learning. It's about him installing his system. And you go through all of that in the playoffs against Boston and all that kind of stuff. And then you go through your draft and your free agent period. And you go through summer league. And then you go into fall camp. And now you're a third of the way through the season. Okay. At what point does it have to start? Does the switch have to start coming on? Or it has to flip, like something has to give here, whether it's change up the roster or whatever. Because again, if you're selling me on the idea of not worrying about winning and we're going to wait till this point, you're still not winning, right? I mean, you're still in a funk.
Yeah, it's all fair. And the one thing you could say is that this current front office regime, the combination of Landry Fields, Kyle Korver, and now Quinn Snyder, has not really made a big sweeping change to the roster. Yes, they traded John Collins, but that was kind of multiple years coming. It was always kind of in that way with the way it was going. And they added on the margins with Bay, et cetera. And I think that they are maybe just trying to figure out which direction to go. Not necessarily buying or selling that linear, but I think that the next change will certainly be a more drastic one with the roster. And I think it's going to be, you know, maybe it's not going to be Trae Young. It's going to be, you know, somebody else on the margins, but it's not going to be a situation where they can, especially if they don't win more games, you know, if they're, let's just say they're 500 in a couple of months when the deadline arrives. You know, I'm not sure if it's going to be in season, but by the time you get to the summer, you can't possibly do this again. If you're back in the play-in again for the third straight season, Tony Russell's not a guy who's known for his patience. Like, there's no way they're going to keep just kind of, you know, churning with this exact roster. So it's going to have to be a bigger change. I think they have their brain trust in place now with Quinn, who they've invested a lot in. I think he's a good coach. So it's going to have to be the players that change, and we'll see how it sort of drastically that they alter things.
So do you think that if things kind of stay status quo, I'm not even looking at the trade deadline. Like, does something need to happen sooner? I'm not saying push a panic button or get freaked out, but you can't keep, you know, again, it was 25% of the way. Now it's a third of the season, you know, and we keep hitting these benchmarks of, okay, well, we're still in the same spot. Like, I don't want to wait until the trade deadline if this thing isn't working out. Go make a move if you can find one sooner than later.
Yeah, and I do get that. I mean, the reality is, this is not like a satisfying thing to say, but the reality is in the NBA, the vast majority of trades in season happen within like a 10-day period.
Right.
And it's usually right before the deadline. So like, it's not unprecedented for a deal to happen now, but it's very rare, especially for a major type of transaction that's going to like really alter your team. And, you know, often it's kind of pushed by injuries or something like that. And, yes, Jalen's been out. But it would be more of the exception to the rule than the rule for them to make a deal this early. But I'm not saying they shouldn't do that. I mean, I'm sure they've been active, but they would be not doing their jobs if they were not making calls already. You know, a lot of the league right now is actually in Orlando at the G League Showcase, which is more like a conference of the league versus actually on the court stuff. So maybe that'll come out of that. But, yeah, I do understand, like, if you look at the standings and you're 11-15, the sky's not falling, your season's not over in the way that like some teams are. Like if you're Memphis and you're kind of just like drawing dead now, the Hawks are fine. The Hawks are in the, you know, 9-10 spot. That's not where they want to be, but you could sort of talk yourself into patience if you wanted to. So I think they're more likely to do something in a month or so from now than they are in the next week or two. But, you know, it wouldn't shock me either if they sort of looked around, especially with the way that Tony likes to kind of do things and, you know, be not necessarily the most patient guy in the world. Like they might want to just go ahead and move now.
So we know that offensively they can score with anybody in the NBA. Like they're an elite offensive unit, but obviously they're a disaster, you know, right now defensively. And again, I know Jalen Johnson and he's the best wing. I get all of that, but is it too simplistic to just say, hey, they need to play better defense and that will fix a lot of things? Is that too simplistic, or do you think that there are other issues that are underlying the lack of success for this team?
Certainly the big issue is the defense in general. And without Jalen, they do have even with Jalen, they have personnel issues defensively, in my opinion. The personnel is not good enough defensively. And you could certainly argue, and I probably would, that they should have been better than this to this point on the floor defensively. But look, before the season started, the path for the Hawks to be good this year was elite offense and just enough defense. No one was arguing, including me, that they had the talent to be a top 10 defense. They just don't. So you're kind of hoping to not be 25th. You want to be, you know, 18th on defense, something like that, which is kind of, you know, that's an arbitrary number. But they're trying a little bit of different things with Johnson out. You know, Quinn's been saying that necessity is the mother of invention, because they've kind of had to play the two centers together for the first time in 4 years. Conley and Capella have been playing together, and that's actually kind of worked a decent amount on defense. That's helped them. But I really do think big picture, small picture, long-term, short-term, they don't have enough defensive talent to be as good as you have to be a contender on that end of the floor. And that's kind of the area that I always focus on. I'm certainly partial to defense in general, but if you go sort of player by player, it's not always as simple, but like they just don't have enough guys who I would describe as above average defenders, and that's going to bite you eventually.
And, you know, one of the things I talked about with some folks before the start of the season is I was very curious to see kind of how they use Clint Capella and Onyeka Okongwu as far as minutes distribution. And you know, they're about, what, like a minute and a half, you know, of playing time, you know, from one another. I think Clint's about 25, 26 minutes, and Okongwu's 24, 25 minutes or whatever. So, I mean, it's been close. As this season moves along, and, you know, again, obviously Clint Capela has had plenty of beat-up factor and beat-up issues and stuff like that. Do you think that that number starts to turn in Okongwu's favor as far as he's playing more than Clint, or do you think that it's going to stay at an equal kind of distribution throughout the season?
I think with how they're playing recently, it's probably going to stay about where it is. Maybe they both go up. That's the one pathway. Like they, like I said, they've been playing them more together. Mm-hmm. Not a ton, but that kind of allows Okongwu to play more minutes without having to play Clint less, if that makes sense. Because I think that if you're trying to fix your defense, playing Capela less isn't going to do that. He's one of your better defenders.
Right.
So it's kind of a, you know, and Okongwu has more versatility. He can play next to Capela at the four some. I've long thought this. I think that they are way more likely to trade Capela than they are to have him come off the bench or to have him play a smaller role. I think he's almost too good to play a smaller role. And I'm not saying he's this incredible player. He's just not. He's just a solid veteran guy. But I think that they're still probably more likely to trade him and kind of move on and then hand the reins to Okongwu than it is for those guys to like flip roles. I think they're kind of going to be in a similar spot. And really, the way to have Okongwu play more is to get him more on the court with Clint, which they've tried and it's kind of worked.
I said last question, but I want to ask you one quick other question. It's been a miserable start for AJ Griffin, and you know, obviously, not a lot of minutes. The shooting has been poor. 3-point shooting has not been very good. What's the problem? Like, what's the biggest problem for AJ Griffith? Is it sophomore slump, or where are we with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think on the floor, his defense is kind of is a problem on a team that already has defensive problems, which I think probably leads to him playing less because they just don't think that he can be great on that end of the floor right now. And I think the shooting isn't really a concern for me. He's proven at every lower level, and even last year in the NBA, he's going to be a good shooter. I don't really worry about that. And now he's been gone for the last 4 or 5 games for personal reasons, and I don't know what that is. But it's just, yeah, to your point, it's kind of just been a lost season so far for AJ. And that doesn't mean that he's like a guy that you give up on at this point, but it's not what they wanted. And I think that, you know, going into year two, especially, again, he had a really, really good, encouraging rookie season, especially when you compare guys to at his age. So I'm kind of holding firm on my AJ Griffin stock. But certainly, you know, defensively, it's not been great, and then the shooting is kind of what it is. But I think that hopefully he will come out of that, and I think that as he plays more and more, he'll get more comfortable again.
Brad Rowland, he is the host of the Locked on Hawks podcast. You can hear him every day on that podcast, and you can find that on all your favorite podcast platforms. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BT Rowland, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Brad, my friend, always appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes on the show, and we will chat again here soon.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. When we get back from the top of the hour, we'll be the Falcons flyover. We'll hear from the head coach. We'll hear from the owner who sat down with Jeff Hollinger. The Falcons are going to the Super Bowl. I love Jeff, though. I love Jeff Hollinger, the whole man. I remember him on 96 Rock with Christopher Rude. Was it Beth? Southside Steve? And that whole crew. You remember that, Oren?
Remember some of those names, yes.
Okay, but you don't even remember. You don't remember listening to that show on 96 Rock.
I did the Gary McKee Hometown Radio Show. I wasn't 96 Rock. Yeah,
all
him
right.
And Munson and Trevor and all of them, yes.
And he pushed Bo Bach out of the way?
I didn't know he pushed Bo Bach out the way too.
No, sorry, that was Brad Nessler.
Nessler.
Yeah, that was Brad Nessler on the ESPN audio, on the ESPN demo tape. So, anyway. All right, Falcons fly over top of the hour. Chuck Green and Key Studios. Sports Radio, 97 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.